G'day, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
We've got a few things to talk about this morning. First one is Greece winter tours. So it's their winter, which is November of this year through to March next year.
Yeah, that's a bit unusual and not really a place that you normally think about going that time of year. Normally you think of the islands and you think of probably
the beaches and the warm weather in Greece.
Our winter and their summer. So, this is good. Good one, a little bit different. So you get to see the real place and the real locals without all the tourists being around. So really iconic places. They've got tours and they range in duration and cost, obviously. But Athens is the start, and do Delphi and Meteora. And they also go to Olympia and Nepheion and Epidaurus. And I really think Greece would be an interesting place. I like going anywhere off-season because you just get the locals.
You've been to a part of Greece, a very small island in Greece, is that
I've been to, I think it's called a party island, Corfu. And
See too much of Greece?
It was just on one of those coach tours when you're in your 20s and 42 days around Europe, and you had 2 days in Corfu and had a bit of ouzo and...
Enough said.
Went paragliding, so we did do some cultural things.
That wasn't after the drinking, was it?
Before, I think.
Good idea. Moving on to, this is something different, a World War II tour starts in Sydney for war buffs. It's a four-day tour.
Yeah, most people probably think of that. You go to France or Belgium or somewhere, but this one's for Australians in Australia, and it's through Matt McLaughlin Tours, who are a very good war tour company based here in Australia, and they've got a Sydney, Canberra, Tamora, Cowra, and then back to Sydney. So it's a four-day trip. It's $11.97 per person, and anyone who's interested in World War II history would think it's amazing, because you start off in Sydney with an expert historian, and you go down to the War Memorial in Canberra, which I've heard is fantastic.
It must be one of the best attractions in Australia. I'd say that without a doubt, the War Memorial.
Oh, well, I'll have to make an effort.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You could spend 2 days there.
Okay, cool. And then they head off to Tamora for the Aviation Museum and see all the different aeroplanes. And then they head off to Cowra for the Prisoner of War Camp. And finally, they finish up at Lithgow, where they had the Japanese Gardens. And there's also a munitions factory as well. So for someone who's interested in the war history, a great little trip.
Last week, John, we mentioned some accommodation deals you've got with Viking River Cruises.
Yeah, last week we spoke about the Round World 120 days, and really, really top class and fantastic.
What was the price of them again?
I think it was starting from $79,995 per person.
Right, so I'm still saving.
$80,000, so yeah, still save for that one. It's a great trip. I'm sure we'd all like to go on it. But this one, this week we've got a combination deal. So it's an ocean cruise and followed up by a river cruise, because they're very strong in river cruising as well. So the first one I'm talking about is a 22-day one, and it does the Norwegian fjords on the ocean cruising. Then it ends up going down to Amsterdam and it goes down to Budapest, basically.
And there's another one as well?
Yeah, another shorter one, which is, again, does the northern fjords, and then it ends up in Basel. So it does a Rhine cruise. So you get a little bit of, obviously Netherlands, Germany, Austria. You also touch probably Czech Republic, and you'll also touch Hungary as well. So some really iconic places, and an old Central Europe, which is a really beautiful place.
I know you've checked the roster, John. Who's on today?
It's Michelle and Kerry. Our best two workers are on today.
And you're off next week?
Yes, I'm having holidays.
So are you going to be here next Saturday?
No.
You're not?
That's a definite.
So who's going to be here?
I think Michelle will be giving us her beautiful tones.
Okay, we'll send Michelle down next Saturday morning.
Okay, cheers.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise open this morning from 10 Corner Mitchell and Hargrave Streets. Thanks, John. Enjoy your trip. We'll talk again very soon.
Thank you.